Religion on the Line, 2 hours of exploration into the world of spirituality. Whether it's the basics of faith or the hot-button issues of the day, talk about it now, 576-7710. And now, Religion on the Line.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Talk Radio. This is the time and this is the moment. This is the place where we engage in dialogue about spirituality, superstition, faith, belief, ethics, and everything in between. Whatever is on your mind, your questions, your queries, your commentaries, alternative views, give us a call, 576-7710, and engage in a lively conversation and exchange of ideas about that intersection that is so central to so many lives, the intersection between the human and the divine, here at Religion on the Line. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill, Minister Emeritus of Community Christian Church, along with
Deacon John Perk with the Diocese of Kansas City, Missouri, St. Joseph, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And it is a beautiful but chilly morning here in the heart of the country. We've got, and then we've just kind of in shock. What do you do with a guy that gets 9 RBIs and sets a Royals record last night in a very, very big payback game? The night before, the Royals get whooped 14-8, and then the next night or next afternoon, not even 24 hours later, the Royals do a little bit of a get back and
right,
win 14-6.
Who did the 9 RBI?
That was Moustakas did it. Yep, yep. Yeah. 2 home runs, a grand slam, and a 3-runner. 3-run home run, and just doing fantastic. Anyway, so Michael,
I'm delighted to hear it. But if I were in a nasty frame of mind, I'd say, Bob, you need a job.
Well, you know, here's what I got: the lawn mode. TCU won 70-7. That's my
home. Oh my goodness!
The Royals
did
run.
Did they play another team?
Yeah, the Royal. Well, you know, watch it. Let's be gentle to Stephen F. Austin University, and then Royals won big time. Priscilla and I got to enjoy the extraordinary musical talents of Lisa Henry and True Dig, Tony Clark, as well as the Horoscope led by Stan Kessler at the Prairie Village Jazz Festival. You know, it was a beautiful day.
So, my goodness.
It's a great day.
Busy, busy, busy. I'm amazed you were able to get up.
It was a great day. So, at any rate, it was a beautiful beginning of a beautiful weekend, actually. So,
do the Chiefs begin their season today?
Today is the commencement of the Holy Grail contest. Yes,
and then they have to come back Thursday night and play the Broncos.
Yeah,
at home on only a 4 days rest.
They call that the short week.
Short week, yeah, and it's not even Labor Day. The week after Labor Day, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real Labor Day, Labor Week.
Well, I hope they have the year they're entitled to, whatever the heck that is.
That's a nice, safe statement, absolutely.
Yeah, you're darn
Michael,
sure.
What's on your mind this morning for Religion on the Line?
Well, for sure, thank you. First of all, this evening, the so-called Jewish New Year begins, Rosh Hashanah, with services throughout the world, albeit it's almost time in Israel, like it was 7 hours ahead, so... Now, it's not quite time yet for services for the new year in Israel yet. Although, is it tomorrow, yesterday in Australia, whatever the heck that means?
Uh-huh.
Main point, the Jewish New Year, it would be the year 5776, according to Jewish tradition, and that it ushers in these 10 days of repentance, as they're called, or the days of awe, culminating with Yom Kippur 10 days from this evening. Other items, I'll be very intrigued what Governor Brown does in California now that the legislature has passed this quote-unquote right-to-die bill. Did you guys see that?
No.
I saw it, but England rejected it.
He already rejected it?
No, England, the UK, rejected it. I thought that was very surprising.
You mean it did not pass through the Commons?
Yes, did not.
Yeah. The senators approved the bill on a 23-14 vote after, quote-unquote, an emotional debate on the final day of the legislative session. But it does seem to me that it'll be really quite intriguing what Jerry Brown does, because I am correct on this assertion that there's no ambiguity on the Catholic Church's teaching on that this would be inappropriate.
Oh, yeah, no ambiguity there.
That's one item. I would be curious how anybody out there in our listening audience may feel about this particular notion, to wit, the argument presumably being that people should have this right, whether they're part of a tradition that would embrace it or not, per se. News, at least. Then the refugee crisis that seems to never go away, and what people think we should be doing, what people think might be a response that makes some sense. I mean, I'm holding in my hand at the moment an item: rich Arab nations snub refugees. It's a complicated and challenging thing. As well, an article that was in Saturday's Wall Street Journal with the title "Photos That Changed History," and it certainly seemed to me that might be something that folks would have some opportunity for input. I mean, when I saw that headline, what are the photos that are indelibly seared in my memory as that was a moment that I cannot forget, must not forget, and might even need to act upon? For instance, a photo that immediately comes to mind. Before it comes to mind, they chose a 17-year-old boy in Birmingham being attacked by German shepherds. They chose the Apollo 8 view of the Earth rise from the moon. They chose, alas, the guard standing over the body of Aylin Kurdi as he's dead on the beach. The three-year-old Syrian boy who drowned. Mm. And Dorothea Lange's famous photo that appears in Let Us Now Praise Famous Men, the remarkable book of Dorothea mm-hmm. Lange. I certainly would add that heart-wrenching photo of the little boy with his hands up, having been captured in the Warsaw Ghetto by the Nazis. But on and on, I wonder if there are other images that people might be willing to share with us. We have the continuing intrigue of what Kim Davis's office and what she will do next now that she's been released from confinement, and her five of her six deputies have agreed to issue, and she will be back to work. I think, is it on Tuesday?
I thought it was tomorrow, but I might be mistaken.
Yeah. At any rate, whether she will honor her pledge to insist that this is not a requirement of her office versus other matters. And intriguingly, the upside down of the it looks similar, but I think it's in a different category. Upside down of the Colorado case of the baker who refused to bake a cake mm-hmm. for a gay couple's wedding, and he ended up being fined. Am I remembering that correctly?
So far, I do not.
Yeah, maybe it's still being adjudicated. But retailer accused of discrimination, suburban Office Depot refused to copy anti-abortion prayer. And again, from my perspective, they got not a leg to stand on. But that aside.
Say that again, Michael.
The headline is retailer accused of discrimination,
uh-huh.
suburban Office Depot, the company. And I don't want to slam, this may be very well a personal thing as opposed to Office Depot has a policy.
Yeah, because I like Office Depot.
Say again?
I like Office Depot, and I know the employees at the local one.
Suburban Office Depot refused to copy anti-abortion prayer. We're a country of diversity. We don't want to allow people to pick and choose based on their bigotry. Now, the irony of that is that's Thomas Ulp, lawyer for the Thomas More Society, and my impression, I could be wrong, is that they're backing Kim Davis in Kentucky. But that said, and now here, a lighter note. Are you ready for a lighter note?
Yeah.
Most of the time, I feel entirely unqualified to be a parent. I call those times being awake.
And on that note, we're going to take a break. It's going to take us a little while to absorb the wisdom therein. We'll be right back, and we're going to pay some bills. We'll be right back here at 576-7710, Religion on the Line.
Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City, providing severe service and attention to detail for over 20 years. RainerKC.com.
It's never too soon to start planning your next family adventure. Immerse yourself in new cultures. Make bigger splashes. Surf right on deck in a state-of-the-art simulator. Thrill your taste buds with everything from succulent sushi to dry-aged steaks. Catch shows that'll keep you on the edge of your seat. Experience it all for less with the new BOGO sale from Royal Caribbean. Buy one fare, get 50% off your second, plus get a free upgrade on select 2016 sailings. Including our newest ships. For limited time, you can take advantage of Royal Caribbean's BOGO, 50% off special. This offer won't last. Call Cruise Holidays of Kansas City, 816-741-7417. That's 816-741-7417. And remember, you deserve a vacation.
Offer expires October 11, 2015, and applies to select sailing departing on or after September 17, 2015. 50% off applies to cruise fare of second guest in stateroom. Upgrades vary by sailing. Additional terms apply. Ships registry the Bahamas.
The economy still matters, and it can either be boon or bane to your investments. This is portfolio manager Chris Butler with Butler Lands and Wagler and host of the Capitalist Pig Show, heard every Saturday morning on KCMO Talk Radio. The economy is always oscillating between periods of boom and bust, and that's as true today as it was 100 years ago. At Butler Lands and Wagler, we provide you with the best chance to navigate our ever-changing economy by stacking the odds of success in your favor. We do that by investing with the trends, which are themselves reflective of our economy. The biggest difference between us and other financial advisors is that when the environment changes, so do we. This value-added approach gives you peace of mind, regardless what the economy and markets give us. You can learn more by downloading our free report at investontrack.com or giving us a call at 913-696-1919. That's investontrack.com and 913-696-1919.
In this kingdom, we all have a job to do.
All right. Tonight we play assignment football. Just do your job. Like Coach said, we don't want to leave this field and regret anything tonight. So when we get on this field, we'll leave it all out.
You heard the man. It's time to go to work.
Family on three. Family on three. One, two, three.
Come on. Let's go, man.
This is Chiefs Kingdom.
Tickets available at Chiefs.com.
In this kingdom, there's more to our game plan than X's and O's.
Run this now, huh? Come on, let's go. Let's keep it going, fellas. Keep it going.
And it's not something you'll find in any playbook.
Play together, play for each other. Let's go. Win on three. One, two, three.
All right, AD. Our shot.
That's the end of the game. Kansas City with guts and grit and grime.
This is Chiefs Kingdom.
Tickets available at Chiefs.com.
Hello again, Kansas City. Joe Antle of Van Subaru. You know, some of the things that Subaru drivers love most about their Subaru is their dependability and the longevity that you'll only find in a Subaru. They're legendary for their ability to go miles and miles over the years and just keep getting better. That's why a certified pre-owned Subaru is such a great buy and why we've created the Van Subaru Certified Pre-Owned Superstore. We've got a great selection in stock and it changes every day. A certified pre-owned Subaru is truly a one-of-a-kind vehicle. That's why you should constantly check vansubaru.com to see what we have in stock today, because the way I see it, it may not be here tomorrow. And don't miss out on that perfect one for you. All have passed a 152-point inspection and have been meticulously reconditioned and come with a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, 24-hour roadside service, and a lot more. See us today at Van Subaru, the Van Subaru Certified Pre-Owned Superstore, just 8 minutes from downtown on I-29 and Vivian Road, or online at vansubaru.com. Stay tuned for more.
This is Kansas City's talk station, Talk Radio 710, now on FM at 103.7.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio 710 AM 103.7 FM. This is the time. This is the place. Give us a call. 576-7710. This is the place, this is the time, this is the moment to engage in conversation about spirituality, faith, belief, and all the rest. Thank you for allowing us to be part of your Sunday morning. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill, Minister Emeritus of Community Christian Church, along with
Deacon John Perk with the Diocese of Kansas City, Missouri, St. Joseph, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
Michael, had you finished your nice little...
Yes, but two items. The two items being, one, when we have an opportunity, I have a lovely little story from Hasidic tradition that, Bob, I don't think you even know this particular one.
Mm.
Which sometime in the show I'd love to share because I think it fits the spirit of our show.
Mm-hmm.
And second, we did receive an email this morning from Charles, our remarkably consistent emailer from West Virginia, and I'm typing a response, but if we get an opportunity, perhaps we can also deal with it. But the reason I mentioned it is he identifies himself as Chuck Emailer Emeritus.
Thanks, Chuck. Okay, John, what is on your mind this morning?
Well, this past couple weeks ago, I ran into a lady who said she believed in reincarnation. I kind of was a little stunned by it because she seemed to be like a Western civilized woman who believed in reincarnation. And so I just wonder if we have any listeners out there who believe in reincarnation, if they could explain it to me, what it is, what is the evidence for it. And I was just wondering if there's any connection between reincarnation and evolution. I also had a godson that volunteered to serve in India for 3 months at the beginning of last year to teach English, and he ran across real holy cows. And as we become more diverse in America, what's going to happen to our cows? Will we eventually have to change our attitudes about eating the holy cows? Because we are certainly going to have a clash of cultures. And I remember somebody in the headlines said the Hungarians, I think it was the Hungarians, attribute to it that they did not want the refugees coming to their country because they felt like it was more an invasion rather than offering shelter to refugees. But then we have other countries like Germany, I think, who's welcomed up as many as 40,000 of them, and Austria. But when you do welcome the refugees, do the refugees have a responsibility to respect the laws and the culture of the land and to try and assimilate? Interesting issues there on reincarnation. And then this past week in our readings in the church, Jesus had talked about in the Gospels about judging. And that brings up the question, what is the difference between making judgments and judging? Because one of the spiritual works of mercy that Catholics have traditionally practiced, along with the seven corporal works of mercy, one of the spiritual works of mercy is to admonish sinners or to warn or correct sinners. And so how can you do that if you don't make any judgments between what is right and wrong? And so what is the real meaning of not judging another person when you still have to discern between good and bad fruit? And then I found this article by a retreat master, and it's titled, What Satisfies? And this is a Jesuit from Menlo Park, California, who is a professor of theology and spirituality at St. Patrick's Seminary. And Bob and I have talked about this common person, von Balthasar, and he says that von Balthasar defines that rest is the acceptance of the mission that God has for us. And then he describes it as a most active rest. And rather, it's an active rightness which comes from being in the will of God, however that may look. And then he goes through some things that people think that they are going to get rest with. For instance, he refers that people have these restless wanderings and they're not finding that which satisfies. He points out that half the people are terribly overweight, and so he comes to the conclusion that food does not satisfy, although we would have many who would disagree with that. And then he says that many and most are engaged in some sort of driven sexual search, even if it's only on the internet. And then he says, but that satisfaction is momentary, and that also leads to a period of exhaustion, a new hunt, and then more restlessness and more desperate than before. And if only sexuality could satisfy, then why do we have so many broken relationships in marriage? And then he moves on to the contemplation of nature. And then he points out that nature is less than we are, and so we can only give a bit of respite or a bit of memory of paradise when we look at nature. And then he goes on to something that, Michael, that I think you and Bob and I would all agree with, is that there are more sophisticated satisfactions, and that is the world of the mind opens up. We have intellectual sustenance, the pleasures of art. All of these can feed the soul. But he says that in the end, they're only invitations to a reality beyond them. And then he takes it in the article, what is that reality? It's entering into that darkness, that silence, that quiet, where we enter into the deep, into where we find satisfaction with God.
And the name of the author?
Name of the author is Raymond Garansky, and he has a new book called Word in Silence, Hans Urs von Balthasar and the Spiritual Encounter Between East and West.
Okay. We're going to take a – no, we're not going to take a break. We got plenty of time. So
we got 3 minutes at most.
Yeah.
Plenty of time.
Is that about it?
Well, there was a study that came out about large families that says the study finds happiest parents have four or more kids. This is a study from Australia. It is from Australia's Edith Cowan University, Dr. Harmon. Spent 5 years studying what types of families are most content. She says that parental happiness relates to how much effort has been put into growing a family. And obviously, if you have a lot of kids, you put a lot of effort into it. And she says, though larger families have more costs and expenses than a smaller family, her research shows that these issues are balanced by the amount of joy received from having more children. And if
I didn't catch one word, John. Something and expenses. What was the other word and expenses?
She says that though larger families have more chaos and expenses, and I can attest to that. It's with seven children. I always called it organized chaos, mm-hmm. and there is more expenses. However, these issues are balanced by the amount of joy received from having more children. And since children are created in the image and likeness of God, just like all of us are, the image and likeness, the particular gift that each child has, brings such an immense joy, a new joy to the family. And one last thing, the Pope...
Before you go on, I would have thought that the answer was couples that are happiest have 2.2 children.
Well, that's what she said. That's what she said. She thought that she would find in her research that couples with less children were happier, but she was...
She was talking about
the average.
2.2 children.
Yes, I know. Yes. And then we have, of course, the Pope has a new canons regarding speeding up the annulment process, mm-hmm. and also making them free. And so if the poor, who were so often discriminated against in a process that required any kind of money or any kind of hiring of canon lawyers... is going to make this free.
All right. We're going to be right back here. We're going to pay some bills. We'll be right back here at Religion on the Line, 576-7710, 576-7710. Give us a call.
Summer's here, and with it comes time spent outdoors. It also means increasing your risk of Lyme disease. Lyme disease affects about 300,000 Americans every year across all 50 states and is transmitted through the bite of a tick. The Global Lyme Alliance is offering 3 simple ways to prevent tick bites. 1. Wear light-colored clothes with long sleeves or pants, making it easier to spot ticks. 2. Apply an insect repellent to clothes and skin. And 3. Always check yourself and pets for ticks. For more prevention tips, go to globallimealliance.org. And if you like the music you're hearing, you can download the song Summertime from their website. All proceeds will go toward Lyme disease research and prevention.
CBS News Update, retiring into the history books first.
Floyd Mayweather ends with an undefeated record, 49 wins, no defeats, and he certainly has to be considered one of the greatest boxers in history. He may not have been the most exciting boxer. His record was not full of repeated knockouts, but Mayweather repeatedly dominated his fights, and his record, you can't argue when someone is undefeated.
That's CBS's Steve Futterman in Las Vegas, where Mayweather says that was his last match that he's retiring.
I've accomplished everything. There's nothing else to accomplish in the sport. Money don't make me, I make money.
And after winning her first Grand Slam championship, Flavia Panetta announced at the U.S. Open she's retiring.
To have this one with me now at 33 years old is something amazing, and I couldn't finish in a better way, I think.
On the tennis court today, Novak Djokovic takes on Roger Federer. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Ball.
The KCMO forecast from KCTV 5.
Mostly clear skies will give way to a chilly night as temperatures fall into the upper 40s to around 50 degrees by Sunday morning. Winds will be light out of the southeast, 2 to 8 miles per hour. It's going to be another beautiful day on Sunday with mostly sunny skies. Temperatures will be a touch warmer through the afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Haley Shulman.
The Greg Knapp Experience.
I want everybody in America to succeed. I want to help as many people as possible that I can reach become successes in their life. I want them to find their passion and purpose. I want them to enjoy what they do every day. I don't care what race you are. I don't care where you came from. I don't care where you live. I want to help you.
The Greg Knapp Experience. Weekday afternoons 4 till 6 on KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
Maybe it's time to take a fresh look at everything we thought we knew about landing a great job. For instance, what if phenomenal careers start at the middle school science fair instead of at the job fair? If being the captain of the robotics team means just as much on a college application as being captain of the football team? And if knowing the quadratic formula is every bit as important as knowing the right people? Well, the fact is, the jobs of the future will be heavily geared towards science, technology, engineering, and math. In other words, the future is STEM. More opportunities, better pay. And the road to these great jobs starts as early as middle school. So if you're a student, talk to your school counselor about STEM. If you're a parent, talk to your kids. Because the job you'll get in the future may very well depend on what you do today. A public service message from America's Navy.
The Diagnostic Imaging Center's Health and Wellmobile, bringing health and wellness directly to you in partnership with McCarthy Auto Group and Lauren Wants to Know, Kansas City Pediatrics, and Student Athlete Foundation of Kansas City. Now offering low-cost, complete sports physicals, including a free cardio screening for all schools with 20 students or more. Visit healthwellmobile.com or call 312-953-1702. That's 312-953-1702 to schedule your sports physical event today.
Hi, I'm Craig Morgan. You might know me for my songs, but before I sang country music, I served in the United States Army, where I stood side by side with some of the most resilient people I've ever met. They taught me that one small act can make a big difference during tough times. If you're a veteran or service member in crisis or having thoughts of suicide, the Veterans Crisis Line can help. One conversation can save a life. Call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1, 1-800-273-8255 and press 1, or visit veteranscrisisline.net.
Coming up Monday on the show, all the latest important stories that you care about locally and nationwide, and Christmas in September, Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets, Greg Knapp Experience, 4 to 6 p.m.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio 710. on your AM radio dial, 103.7 on your FM radio dial. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for allowing us to join you for being part of your Sunday morning. This is a time for a conversation about religion, spirituality, faith, belief, and all the rest. Give us a call, 576-576-7710. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill, Minister Emeritus of Community Christian Church, along with
Deacon John Perk with the Diocese of Kansas City, Missouri, St. Joseph, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And John, did you have other things?
I did not.
All right. We wanted to highlight, this is a thing that happened yesterday, but this is the weekend, and this is very interesting about a local religious institution and their kind of importance for the history of an area. The founders of Kansas City were explored yesterday, and these were both these were Native American flute players, tribal dancing, a concert of Native and praise music by, and I think I'm saying this right, the Bacone, maybe in the Bacone, college choir yesterday. This is all in connection with the 160th anniversary of First Baptist Church of Kansas City, Missouri, over there at Red Bridge at Warnell. And they are celebrating kind of a long, long, long time ago, and also a central part of Kansas City's founding. So, happy birthday and happy anniversary. And if you were part of that occasion yesterday, if there's still things going on in your congregation and you were part of that, do give us a call, 576-7710. There's a company, fellas, that's created a product that actually should horrify all Christians, in my opinion. This is a Floridian company, and they are selling a Christian AR-15 assault rifle.
Oh, and, gosh.
With a Crusader's cross etched on one side and Psalm 144:1 on the other, it's called the Crusader. And this gun features three setting trigger control. One is peace, one is war, and one is God wills it. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. I mean, you know, truth is stranger than fiction. I'm horrified by that and the use of Christian symbols to sell an assault rifle and glorify all kinds of anti-otherness, violence. God wills it is a setting on a trigger sensitivity on a weapon. Wow. Anyway,
before you go on, Bob, these are available only through them? Are they being distributed at stores? Do you know any more than that?
No, that's all I know.
And my ignorance, a Crusader cross as opposed to any other cross, what's the
difference? Oh, I don't know. I'd have to look at and see what that is. You know, I haven't seen a picture of the gun yet. I'm sure that, you know, we can root around long enough on the internet, and it's probably there and available. And maybe we can do that during a break. So, also in the truth is stranger than fiction category, I'm unaware of these contretemps and these conversations. I have a friend who's in Newark, Ohio, and there are these huge mounds. I believe that they're Native American mounds, or ancient mounds, some of which contain burial remains, but also some of which were just put there for some very unusual reasons and mysterious and always the object of great inquiry. Well, in the Giantology category, there are some people who are proposing and charging a good bit of money to talk about it and having people pay it to come and hear them talk about it, about archaeologists and scientists hiding giant bones, which were purportedly from giant alien creatures who are supposedly biblically mentioned figures and who are being kind of via science fiction, in my opinion, of Jurassic Park, being recreated through use of their DNA and these secreted bones, these bones that have been hidden and that are part of a big plot to make transhuman persons who will then, get ready for it, having been created, usher in the end times. You cannot make this stuff up. I mean, it's amazing. Any rate, if you want to know about a true scientist...
It ties into the reincarnation story.
Yeah. Here's a site or a person that you can go to. And I did go to this guy's website, and he is an anthropologist of apparently the first rank. I am not an anthropologist by training. I've read a good bit of anthropology. But his name is Andy White, and he's got a website, and it's pretty interesting. Very interesting, I think. And we could have some people call in about that. Are there any giantologists out there that think that there's veracity to this? And also, are there people that are interested? We've had questions about the Nephilim, and Michael's answered those questions to my knowledge, without anybody's fear of contradiction of his theses, that we don't know about how really tall these Nephilim were, these giants that walked the land. But people are interested in this stuff and will apparently pay a lot of money to listen to somebody promise to tell them the real secret information about everything. Anyway, also I had a column in the Kansas City Star yesterday, and I'm wondering if there are some alternative views. Does God hear the prayers of non-believers? What would you think about that? Give us a call, 576-7710, 576-7710. I've also got George Foreman, who is continuing not just to be a revered figure in the history of boxing, but also remembered as the person who was taken down by Muhammad Ali in the Rumble in the Jungle, but is a... not only a seller of grill master machines, but the foreman's. And Michael, do you have one of those?
No.
Oh, you should get one. We have one. We love it. And they're not even a sponsor here, and I'm not getting a kickback from it either. But he is also a minister in the Houston area and has been for quite a while. He will be up preaching today and leading people, hopefully to help save some youth that are challenged and on the fringes of a lot of people's concerns.
Will he be speaking in the Kansas City area or Houston?
There was just a big article about him in the sports page, actually, about a month ago in the New York Times, and I saved it for quite a while now. It was just very intriguing to me. Mm-hmm. The other thing is today is the installation service for the Reverend Kimi Yokoyama at Zion United Church of Christ at 2:30 this afternoon in St. Joseph, Missouri. And I have the privilege, the honor of preaching the installation service for her. She is wonderful, dear friend and colleague, and just wanted to give her a shout-out and say hello. Two things. Pope Francis, John, talked about the every Catholic parish in Europe, was it, that he was encouraging them to welcome refugees and
to adopt at least one refugee.
Yeah, and very interesting. I think that made some people a little bit uneasy in certain countries. It certainly is in keeping with this extraordinary Pope's magnanimous character and his great, great, deep humanity. Let's real quick take a question, and we'll go right to James. James, you have an off-topic question. We love those.
Okay. I am engaged to a woman who was raised Catholic, and I was raised on Christian Missionary Alliance, which is pretty close to Southern Baptist. And she is kind of over to, the Southern Baptist side, but her mother is very staunchly still Catholic,
And I was wondering if you guys have any input on how to keep the peace and not get into any huge theological debates.
Yes, we'll have some. We'll have several things probably to suggest to you, and further conversation. Can you hold on just a bit?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. I just noticed we need to take a break, pay some bills. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Here's an idea I've been throwing around.
Okay. We're just thinking out loud here.
Thinking out loud.
We've made some changes recently.
Yeah. Do you believe that?
And you've responded in a big way.
That's a good point, too. This is the kind of stuff you're going to get.
We're fine-tuning the lineup.
I actually kind of suggested that.
Carson in the Morning is now on 6 till 10.
It may have already happened.
Followed by Steve Sutton, 10 till noon.
Wow, this is just too much.
Greg Knapp still brings you home 4 till 6 p.m.
That kind of talk is what gets everybody going.
This is KCMO Talk Radio 103.7 FM and AM 710. Kansas City's talk station, Talk Radio 710. And now at 103.7 FM, the biggest names in talk radio. Even easier to listen to. AM, FM, and online at KCMOTalkRadio.com.
Hundreds of thousands of veterans have taken off their uniforms and put them away, carefully packed and safely stowed. But for some veterans, the uniform isn't so easily removed. The emotions experienced while serving continue to weigh on them. Life after service is different. Many veterans find transitioning difficult, and daily life is no longer as enjoyable as it once was. Some feel overwhelmed and lost. But that uncertainty doesn't take away from their strength and courage, nor does it take away from the sense of duty veterans carry with them. The transition from service is different for everyone. If you are a veteran going through a difficult time, or know one who is, the power of one person, one connection, one act of compassion can make a difference. For free 24/7 confidential support, call the Veterans Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1, or visit veteranscrisisline.net.
We all need the Common Core State Standards to prepare students for college and the real world.
Why?
Well, the standards make sure you're really exercising your brain when learning things like fractions or reading and writing about books by famous authors.
I'm reading James and the Giant Peach.
And while you read that, a student in another school may be reading Charlotte's Web. But you'll both be learning to read carefully, looking for clues, like a detective.
I'm a good detective.
I bet you'll be good at meeting these standards, too. Learn more at commoncoreworks.org.
Every day, we go about our lives driven by routine, our vision clouded by the very normalcy we take for granted. Countless victims of human trafficking walk among us, invisible. It's time to open our eyes. The Blue Campaign provides a unified voice for those who combat human trafficking, whether it's forced labor, domestic servitude, or the sex trade. Learn what you can do to help by visiting dhs.gov/bluecampaign.
Did you know that your children may be eligible for free or low-cost health insurance? Health insurance programs like Medicaid and CHIP help to pay for regular checkups, emergency care, hospital stays, vision and dental care, vaccines, and medicines. Call the Su Familia helpline today at 1-866-783-2645 or text INSURE to 805-722 to learn more.
Message and data rates may apply. Text STOP to quit.
Hey, this is Holly Starr.
And this is Lauren McCarthy. We want to thank all of our veterans for your service.
Cars for Christmas and Cars for Heroes helps over 300 families each year.
Because we called you this morning to tell you that we're going to give you a car.
If you'd like to donate a vehicle or money,
please visit cars4heroes.org.
This station brings you your favorite songs every day over the airwaves. Now, with RDO. That's R-D-I-O. Your favorite radio station is on the go, just like you are. Listen to this station live online, on your phone or laptop, wherever your day takes you. Go to rdo.com/live, and you'll hear this station, plus thousands more, for free. That's rdo.com/live. RDO. Music tuned to you, wherever you are.
At TIAA CREF, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
The Savage Nation, afternoons 2 till 4.
Look, the news you can get anywhere. When I started radio, there was no internet. Do you know that? We were talk radio.
On KCMO Talk Radio.
Good morning. You've got religion on the line this morning. Here at KCMO Radio, 710 AM, 103.7 FM. This is the time. This is the place. Give us a call, 576-7710. Thank you for allowing us to be part of your Sunday morning. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill, Minister Emeritus of Community Christian Church, along with
Deacon John Perk with the Diocese of Kansas City, Missouri, St. Joseph, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And we are talking with James, and I think, Michael, you have the answer to his question.
Oh,
is that right?
John should go first.
John should go first.
His tradition.
So, go ahead.
Well, James, will the wedding be in a Catholic church, or will a Catholic priest or deacon witness the marriage?
She has been divorced, and she was married originally in the Catholic Church, so she's not welcome to be married in the Catholic Church, was my understanding.
Okay.
She didn't have it annulled.
She did not have it annulled. Okay, well, if she has the first marriage looked at and there are grounds for annulment, that would make her free to marry. Have you ever been married?
I was married previously.
Okay. So you say that the mother is very strong in her faith. Is the daughter strong in her faith?
She's strong in her faith, but she's...
Which one, the mother or the daughter?
The mother is very strong in her faith. The daughter is... she's strong in her faith, and she still hangs on to her Catholic roots very tightly, but she felt like she wasn't getting fed in the Catholic Church, and the churches that we go to seems to kind of spiritually feed her better.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, just to know what you're up against, if the mother's very strong in her faith, the Archbishop, Joseph Naumann, had a nephew that was married outside of the church, and he declined to attend the wedding, and he gave his reasons for this in his weekly column. I've had a number of brothers who divorced and remarried, invited me to the second wedding, and I declined to attend. So, because the teaching in the church is that unless you have an annulment and unless a priest or a deacon is present, that it's not a valid marriage. And so that's what you're up against. And the other thing is that the Bible and the church in the Catholic tradition go together. Those who use the Bible without the church, a strong Catholic would say, well, you can't do that because the Bible came to us from the church. And so we never would separate the Bible and the church. They both go together. And in terms of being fed, if a person is really engaged in their faith, for instance, there's daily mass, there's reading from the Bible every day at daily mass. You've got the doctors of the church. You've got the writings of the saints. If a person is not being fed in the Catholic faith, I would question whether they're even sitting down at the table, because it's extremely rich. It's so rich that you can get indigestion because there is so much. And so there's also a different growth and development amongst Catholics. But I would find probably the biggest thing is that, you know, she loves you, you love her, and people are going to have to choose. And the mother-in-law, future mother-in-law, is also going to have to choose between God and her daughter. And don't be surprised if she falls on the side of choosing her tradition and what she believes God would want her to do. Now, after the wedding, everybody's called to be civil and to love one another, and you have to respect everybody even when you disagree with them. And so how I've handled it is that I go to my brother's functions and I celebrate with them, but the one thing I just can't celebrate is the wedding without an annulment, because we do believe it's a permanent, forever relationship that nobody can separate.
Okay,
James, I would have a much different perspective on this. I would differ from John. I don't think your mother-in-law or future mother-in-law, right? Is that
right.
Correct? is going to abandon her child finally, ultimately. I think there may be some expressions. She may have, you know, extraordinary strong Catholic faith. And I think it behooves you to be patient and to just wait and to be very, not just civil, but kind and loving, as loving to your mother-in-law as you would like her to be toward you and your future bride. The other thing is the bond between you and your fiancé now and your future wife is the thing to maintain. If you and she are on the same page, I think it will be worked out. Catholics go to Protestant weddings all the time, I think. From time to time, it's not that they disagree. You know, it's the intermarriage or the when one of their own is not getting married in a Catholic church that is a point of contretemps. But it may be that eventually there will be some understanding that by your mother-in-law that you are a great husband to her daughter and a good father to your children together, and that she has nothing but respect for you. That's what I would hope out. That's what I would dream of.
And that kind of gets into that first topic we talked about, judging versus making judgments. Your future mother-in-law might make this judgment that she cannot attend, but she also may decide that she's not going to judge and withhold her love and mercy from her daughter and her son-in-law. And if she's a very strong Catholic, there's just always going to be that tension there, and it's just something as much as you would like her to respect your decision, you will also have to respect and love her, as Bob said, her decision. And just because the mother-in-law may refuse not to come to the wedding does not mean that she's rejecting her daughter. It's her way of saying, go ahead, Bob.
Would the church specifically suggest that the proper thing for the mother, the future mother-in-law to do is not attend, or that might be a response?
That might be a response, and that's why I mentioned
it's not an expectation requirement.
Well, I did mention what the Archbishop did, and
yeah.
He wrote in his column his reasons why he could not attend. So,
but that's not written in a catechism book.
It's a pastoral decision, and obviously people come to
someone might
conclusion.
Come even if they disapproved.
Yeah, I'll give you an example. My dad came to my brother's wedding, but during the vows he got up and walked out, and then after the vows he came back. So he just couldn't.
Fascinating.
That was his way of you know, saying
making
something. Making the distinction.
So have you spoken with your mother-in-law-to-be about this?
I've been trying to steer clear of the subject of faith.
Has your fiancé spoken with her mother about this?
She has, and her mother has requested that she get an annulment and that we get married in a Catholic church.
You know what, James? We wish you well. Call back and let us know how it goes.
Thank you very much.
Okay.